Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful to you and so prayerful that you are not just listening, but you are hearing and you are feeling and you are heeding and you're internalizing and you're making new commitments and greater commitments and recommitting to standing in the light of the truth of the one that you truly are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. The emergency on planet Earth is that we are consciously being called to respond with a sense of urgency to the era of progression that ones and ones have been in to think that they can be prosperous and they can be profitable. In undermining themselves is everyone else. And our coming to the point of realizing the real I in us, truly seeing, actualizing, activating, so that we realize the oneness of existence, that there isn't anything or anybody that exists outside of the whole of existence itself. And the whole of existence is just the conscious intelligence that is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And we are here as these points of its own presence. But to be under systems of oppression that have run rapshod over everybody to the degree to which we do not feel within the very fabric and fiber of our being, the blessedness of our being, in the realization that there is no greater gift than life itself. There is no greater wealth than life itself. And to be in a place where we are undermining ourselves and then doing everything to have more paper and then undermining and dissipating and short-circuiting our life currency. And so at this particular point in juncture, I am 25 years in radio, but almost 50 years of care in terms of our caring to respond by exalting a full effort in our living, coming to a point and place where we're no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about who we are, whose we are, returning into the frequency of care and love and courage and faith and trust and knowing that that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts, breathing us, has the earth spinning, blazing the sun, and constitutes all there is, all there has ever been, all that will ever be. And we should be in a place where we reverence and worship and appreciate and commit unto it as our source. And to come to a point and place where we realize that the trick here is to have us thinking that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. And that's how everybody functions. The school system is functioning that way. The churches are functioning that way. The societies are functioning as if man's way is mandate and God's way is optional, that you have no duty, obligation, or responsibility to be committed to life. But then you can have and support the impotency of committing and pledging allegiance to a flag and have that as a part of your schooling while you feed your children artificial colors and flavors and the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows. I'm just saying that there has to be just extreme stupidity, insanity to think that you can be great while you undermine every generation. And to be on a global agenda that is genocide and depopulation, which is the escalation of somebody's world-conquering rampage that started 1,000 years ago, if not longer, but to be in a place where we are just going along with it. You understand? You're complicit. You're complacent. You don't feel any degree of responsibility or accountability to clear and cleanse yourselves from being in violation of the integrity of the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of your own life. And to have an educational system that does not support us in knowing who we are as human beings, what we are as human beings, what is our capacity, what is the purpose in being on the planet. And then to have religious institutions that take your money, right? Take your money. The preachers live in large. You have so much money invested in polished wood, metal, and stone in the places that they call places of worship, while the literal temples of God are being poisoned. And so it is my duty, obligation, and responsibility as a disciple of truth, as a woman of God, to speak to this, to encourage you, to realize that your life is your gift. You should not be throwing it away. And that the standard American diet, as we know it, as we have all been impacted and affected by it, is the foundation and the causation of all cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and all of this. And people will ignore the food and they say, oh, well, it's in the air. Oh, well, it's in the soap powder. Oh, well, it's in here. So, and it may be true, but what is rotting in your body is going to be the first place and point of impact and effect in undermining your quality of life, in facilitating the perpetuation, the facilitation, the proliferation of organisms, viruses, bacteria, and whatnot. And so I am always addressing the reality that in order to walk in the light of the truth of who we each are, which is really the condition that we would refer to as liberation, then you have to liberate your cells from the residues, from the contaminants, from the mucus and the pus, and the viruses and the bacteria and the chemicals and the hormones and the antibiotics and all of the pharmaceuticals and the drug residues and the marijuana residues and all of this stuff that has a combined concentration, saturation, and contraindication that literally creates so much acidity that it begins to slow the process of your cellular repair regeneration. So having an understanding that the methodology of our oppression as a global humanity that impacts and affect every hue of people, every nation, all those who practice whatever religions, whatever ethnicities, whatever political persuasions, whatever gender and sexual persuasions you are in. I'm just saying that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we have the right duty, obligation, and responsibility to function as intelligences of existence in exalting a full effort in our living, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, and knowing and facilitating and being enthusiastic about how blessed we are to know how and to actually do that which is consistently creating cellular repair and regeneration, which is in the oxygenation, so the breathing. And so for those who really could see through the lies of the COVIDiocy, where they have you masking and inhaling your waste as a way to undermine your immunity to something that you have been taught to fear, but you have not been supported in fearing the amount of poison that's already in your body. So that the shot was intended to intensify and escalate the formation of whatever the pre-existing conditions were, because you have a system that is generating trillions of dollars by turning the people from the cradle to the grave into cash cows in multi-trillion dollar industry of sickness, illness, disease, suffering, pain, disdain, disenfranchisement, inebriation, intoxication, confusion. All of this, I'm just saying, none of this is godly. None of it is of God. And so that's what I'm saying. Man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. So no, you have to come to a point, and we have to come to a point, and it matters that we do come to a point where we're not throwing our lives away, because the life is the gift. And the duty and honor of being present is to really honor the duty that we have to ensure the progression of our lineages. To know that each generation should become more dynamic than the previous one, but each generation should come to a point where we are in the integrity of the knowing and securing the path and the destiny of the lineages that come through us. And I go as far as to say that there are no ones, no matter what hue of people we're talking about, who are not here to exalt a full effort in life and living. There aren't any ones who have been commissioned by the intelligence of existence or the eternal government or whatever to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And so we have to really understand that the language, or I'll put it this way, breaking free from the matrix, as people say, can only happen when you clear and cleanse your cells and your tissues and your intracellular fluids and your lymph system and all of this from the rot of rotting pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and the parasites and worms and organisms and the artificial colors and flavors and pesticides and herbicides and antibiotics and BHA and BHT and all of this stuff. I mean, a system that poisons you is not your friend. You understand? It is not your friend. We're having to come to a point where we bypass the stupidity of men's way to think that, no, these people do not beat our hearts. They don't breathe us. We don't have any duty, obligation, or responsibility to honor what their stupidity actually is. Our responsibility is to be able to outthink it so that we have the capacity and we are utilizing the capacity and the potentiality of the divinity of ourselves so that we are the insurance of the progression of our lineages. And to know that each generation has been assaulted with more and more garbage, more and more poisons, more and more and more and more and more. And I'm saying it is literally unlawful to manufacture, distribute, and advertise and seduce children into thinking that all of this garbage is good for them and for you as mothers and fathers and aunties and uncles to be giving it to your children and sending them to school with it and then thinking that they should be able to do something other than manifest the degrees of dis-ease and despair and attention deficit disorders and whatnot. But then you allow these people to come and give your children more drugs. And I'm saying a system and a people who are suicidal and homicidal and whatnot, to, you know, on a tragic date with fate, that is death. You have to stop, and you can. And I'm encouraging it. But if we do not have the realization, if you do not hear the truth of it, if nobody puts it in your face to see the error of the way, then you would not necessarily have the inspiration to want to do something better for yourself and your children and your grandchildren, and to realize that every woman and every man is a custodian of life. Every woman and every man should be the insurance of the protection of the children. But to be in a system where the children are at detriment, where the children are being violated, the children are being raped, the children are being molested, the children are being poisoned, then know that these people deserve, the world as we know it deserves its devastation. It deserves everything that's coming. One, because of the karmic debt from having murdered and killed. Someone was saying, well, it doesn't say thou shalt not kill. It says thou shalt not murder. I don't know what the difference is. But the reality that there were millions of people who were on this land prior to Europeans enslaving so many ones, breaking, making and breaking treaties. But then the devastation, all of the blood that has been spilt upon this land is screaming out. Can't you hear it? Can't you feel it? Don't you see it? Don't you know it? You're talking billions of creatures. But we've been taught to disregard the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. We've been taught that they don't really matter, to have been given lie after lie after lie. Then yes, it's necessary to hear the truth consistently over time. It's good to be reminded. It's good for you to realize that whatever the issue is, it's because of how we've been fed and how we've been miseducated and how we've been religiously indoctrinated to think that our belief system and whatever it is we choose to believe is greater than the absolute truth that allows us to be harmonized within the will of existence itself. That our theories and our opinions are sufficient. But we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. And people would say, well, it's obvious that they don't know the truth, yeah, but do you? And just because they don't know the truth and they don't care to know the truth does not absolve us of our duty, obligation, and responsibility to seek the truth, to know the truth, to knock and care, and bathe ourselves in the truth of the sanctity and the divinity of being. And so I am impassioned to encourage you to know that now is the perfect time to recommit to life. Now is the perfect time to program yourself to care, not to just be talking about how crazy it all is. Oh, there's so much going on in the world, sister. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. Y'all keep talking about how crazy it is, and then you be doing stupid stuff. You understand? I'm just saying, no, you are at this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Crazy is not for you. You understand? Crazy is not for you. And if the only thing you see in is crazy, it's a reflection of what's going on in you, that's all you can see when we are living in the realm of eternity. That's a trick, though, to have you so inundated with so much of the disorder, the dysfunction, the chaos, the stupidity, the homelessness, the helplessness, the starvation, the pedophilia, and all of the celebrity and all of their trials and tribulations as a result of them having not mastered themselves, not mastered their appetites, having gotten caught in the egotism of believing that their celebrity and their money makes them impervious and makes them in a place where they do not have to be righteous and upright, that they could do anything they want to do. And I'm saying, when you have mastered yourself to the degree to which you are in harmony with the will of existence and the exaltation of light and love and wisdom and truth, and to be activated as a caretaker, a custodian, a steward, a protector, a teacher, a minister, one who is to ensure the progression of lineages, your own lineages and all of those who you have the opportunity to influence. And so when you are in right alignment with the will of existence in the exaltation of a full love, life's urge and a full love to see the wholeness and to perpetuate and to facilitate and to be a part of what makes us whole, what restores us, renews us, reestablishes the sanctity and the divinity of the high ethic and the character and the morality and the sensibility of who we are and whose we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You understand? Then when you get to that place where that's where you are, then yes, you can pretty much do anything you would love to do because you are not a detriment to yourself and you are in alignment with the will of existence and you are under the guidance of your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and you function under the auspices of your soul, and you are destined for greatness. You are destined for transitioning and ascending from this place, having truly matured as God and Goddess unfolding. You are able to do whatever, because whatever you would do would be all right now that you are not out of order. And so real freedom is not about being free to do harm. Freedom is not about your exerting your might as right. You understand? Freedom is not your capacity to undermine everything and everybody who does not agree with you. Freedom to kill is no freedom at all. And then taking and utilizing your intelligence to figure out ways to manipulate masses of people, to be self-destructive, to want that which has no life-giving properties. You understand? These soda companies and whatnot, yes, everybody wants to get in on the water business, but the sodas and all of these beverage products and stuff that have the blue lake dye and all of these things, I'm just saying it is against the laws of life to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death. For any reason. Well, where'd you get that, sister? Who told? Where is that written? Where is that in the Bible? You understand? I'm just saying, it's like the laws of existence existed much longer than the Bible has existed, much longer than any other religions have existed. The religions came to help bring the people out of so much of the darkness and whatnot into greater light. Now, has it really worked? No, not really. And for some who've cleaned themselves up a bit, but cleaning yourself up a bit does not really fully constitute your true liberation as the personification of light, love, wisdom, and truth, the present and the intelligence and the wisdom of God. And for us to be in a belief system that those who walked the earth thousands of years ago are the only ones who could come into the light of the truth of who they are as points of the presence of God, and that we who live now should not do that, and we do not have the capacity to do that. That is part of the lie, because we are here to be the progression of lineages. And what we're seeing is the onslaught, the digression, as a result of there being so much sickness, illness, disease, and death. So there's been no progression, because the people are sicker than ever before. There's more poison available to us that's masquerading as food. And so we're having to make a discernment now between that which is food, which is oppressive, that is clogging, congesting, constipating the flow of oxygen, water, minerals, and whatnot for your body. Your body is your temple. The body is where you meet God. The body is where you attuned to the intelligence of existence. Your body is sacred space. You can't have anything in anybody or just permeating and penetrating you. You understand? And as a result of the breakfast cereals, the cow's milk, the eggs, the cheese, and the flesh of dead animals rotting, and all of the flour products and whatnot, and all of this mucus, then yes, we have to be busy with the business of clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, healing, being whole, so that we are able to really rejoice in the gift and the blessedness of our being, because there will never, ever be a greater blessing. And I am the one to remind you that your life is your gift, and you are to be a gift on behalf of your lineages. And your inheritance and your heritage is already in you. But the nature of this garbage that we have been fed since we were children has been to literally put us on a DNA lockdown so that we cannot access easily. It is not a natural process of growth and unfoldment and maturation that we are able to really optimize and maximize access to our gifts, talents, and abilities to the glory of the lineages to whom we've come. So it has to be an effort. We have to exert a will for that. And as long as you are high on sugar, the most pervasively misused, abused drug in the world that they give to us as children, so that we are easily addicted. So once you're addicted to sugar, then it's easier to be addicted to alcohol. It's easier to be addicted to cigarettes. It's easier to be addicted to tobacco. It's easier to be addicted to sex. It's easier to become an addict of one sort or the other, so that you, in your state of addiction, are not feeling the worthiness and the deservedness. You're feeling the guilt, the pain, the shame of the addiction and the adulteration. And I'm saying, I don't care how much garbage you got in your body, the intelligence of existence is still there. We have to free it. We have to really liberate it. We have to come to a point where your spirit is activated, so you really care to see yourself whole. You really care and are daring to walk the face of this planet as one of the most dynamic spirits on the planet for our now moment, because we are in that place where our lives hang in the balance on a cataclysmic ride with demise. You have the responsibility to raise up, but in order to raise up, you have to clean up and clean out, to step up and step forward, so that you are not leaving your fate or your destiny in the hands of stupid people, in the hands of those who are murderers, liars, and thieves, and in the hands of those who really do not have anybody's best interests at heart. You understand? So we could not be in this place and space of all of this detriment and the global warming and all of the things that's happening if wisdom and light were reigning supreme in the hearts and the minds of the people. But in order for wisdom and light to reign supreme, then you got to get all the garbage out of the system. You have to clean the blood. We have to create what I refer to as the blood of Christ, a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificially colored and flavored and behavior modifying chemicals. And that process of clearing and cleansing and consecration is a daily process. Just like you brush your teeth every day and you bathe the outside of the body every day, being conscious about what you're bringing into the body and facilitating the internal cleansing is a daily process. and the commitments to living and the recommitments to living and recommitments to the source of our living and mindfulness about who we are, whose we are. It's a daily process so that after a while we are literally just wrapped in the ever embracing arms of the ever present. There can't nobody turn us loose from being under the auspices of our mother, father, our creator. That is all there is, and that we are able to tap in, tune in, be turned up and turned on to who we are, whose we are, bathing in the beauty of the gifts of so many dynamic and gifted ones. You understand? So no, we are so absolutely and divinely blessed to be the ones that we are, in the presence of so many gifted ones, and to be in a place where we can make new commitments. And to be fully committed to every atom and every cell of our being, being absolutely charged to stand and to be cleared, cleansed, purified, so that we are the evidence of the Creator's love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power. We are standing forward on behalf of the lineages through whom we've come. We are making our contribution consciously. Participating as the evidence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God rising, because that is the true success that we each can participate with. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And realizing, I'm going to let you know, people die. You understand? People die. And they're dying every day. And you all are grieving. You're grieving. And some of you don't even realize that you're grieving. And you're not only grieving for the death of the ones that were close to you, the husbands, the wives, the children and whatnot. You're grieving because you're not living in the light of the truth of yourself. And that grieving puts you in a place and space where you are smoking, drinking, getting high, doing all kinds of things. It's still grief because you are not rejoicing in the blessedness of your being. And I'm here to remind you that you are blessed with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. And it's time for us to really show up and show out, because the intention is to make sure that we're depressed. You understand why? Because when we're depressed, we smoke more, we drink more, we go get pharmaceuticals. They got us on Paxil and this and that and the other. And I'm just saying, it's like when you got truckers that are taking drugs while they're driving, then they're smoking and they're on coffee and whatnot. You know, you see you getting clipped by 18-wheelers. I'm just saying, it's like we're taking unnecessary risk with our lives. And I'm here to remind you that you are worthy and deserving of the fullness of your life, the gift, the blessedness, the intelligence, the wisdom. But you have to care. Being in a system that is intentionally undermining its people, unintentionally undermining itself. So where these ones and those ones were on a world-conquering rampage, and then it became a war on drugs, and it's a war on cancer, and it's a war on here, and it's a war here, and war here. And I'm saying, you all and them all cannot fight the intelligence of existence. You will be humbled by it. You understand? Because there's absolute law, and the law is in the exertion of your will to live. And to live lawfully, to live in the love of the peace, of the truth, of the knowing that you are a part of something that is so magnificent, so phenomenal, so majestic, so miraculous, that is being itself. And these people put you in a place where you don't feel like any of that. None of it. And it's not, it's still not the truth, because you can feel a way, and whatever your feelings are is not necessarily the facts of the matter. You understand? Right? And so I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, rejoice in the blessing of your being and realize that whatever the condition, the situation, the circumstance, we have duty to honor the lineages to whom we've come. And for those who are history buffs and you can name all of the great civilizations and these ones who were here and those ones that were there, you know, all that is all well and good. But the issue is that at this particular point in time, we're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to respect the laws that govern us. And living lawlessly is not going to end well. And people have become so glib with their lives that they are all right with dying. But the issue is that you don't know how long you will be dead in the realm of eternity. And dead, being dead, means that you are unable to fully participate within the presence and as a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to you and to we and to us. And for us to think that we have no value, or for those ones to make us think that we have no value, and their whole economy is based on the foundation of what melanated people are doing all over the world. For those ones who get up and have coffee every morning, for those of us who get up and have cacao every morning and cocoa, these things are coming from the hands of melanin-dominated people. Coffee was the third largest commodity traded in the world. It ain't coming out of Europe. It's not coming out the Caucasoid Mountains. It's coming out of Africa. It's coming out of Central and South America. I'm just saying is that we're in a place and space where we really need to respect indigenous, native, and all orders of being. But if you don't love yourself, and people would think that, okay, I can smoke, I can get high, I can drink and still love myself. But to be a detriment to yourselves is not love. Love is nurturing and nourishing and strengthening. And because we are living points of presence of God in these bodies, and then we have had no support in being godly, in being of high ethic and being outstanding and extraordinary and tremendously gifted and loving. And so that's where and what liberation really looks like. That we can come together and create loving relationships. And it's not just marriages. It's business relationships, it's family relationships, because relationships are the things that really give our lives greater joy and peace and happiness. And a lot of times when you around, when you surrounded around people who are self-hatred, self-hating, and it's the ribs, it's the alcohol, it's the tobacco. I mean, these are the elements of the oppression. And those ones who rose up to for civil rights and whatever rights, but they never articulated what the wrong actually is. You know, we know that it was wrong to be hung and beaten and raped and all of that. You understand, they were cutting our pregnant bellies open 450 years ago, but your pregnant bellies are still being cut open. We're losing our breasts, we're losing our wombs. Why? Because we have lost our footing upon the path of life. We have been indulging ourselves in the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored and flavored in alcohol and tobacco and all of this stuff. And we don't really understand the beauty of what it is to be sober. You understand the light and to be vivid in your own degree of godliness, saintliness, righteousness, right alignment, attunement. And it is something worthy of our aspiration. We may want good jobs, but having a job is not purpose in being. Being purposed in self-realization and self-actualization is what we should be doing with or without a job. And when you are committed to honoring the integrity of the truth of yourself and yourselves, then it becomes easier to access the gifts that you have been given through your lineages. The ones are the professional ones and the scientists and the doctors and whatnot would have us to think that the only thing we've inherited is disease. Oh, well, you have the gene for diabetes and you got the gene for breast cancer. You got the gene for this. I say you have the gene for genius. Okay. You understand that? But being on the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the breakfast cereals, the Cap'n Crunch and sugar frosted flakes and cow's milk and all of this stuff. Let's understand that 90% of all of the sickness, illness and disease is coming from all of what we've been given since we were children. And the school system, it's like you got all this knowledge, education, research, and all of that, and then you still will not shift and change anything. And so you are being warred against, and you feel a righteous indignation to be complicit and complacent with it, because you think God has given you the free will to be enslaved to whatever appetite, desire, passion that you have. And I'm saying, no, the intelligence of existence has given us so much of itself, and we have the opportunity to rise in the light of being these points of its presence and to restore the truth of what the divine feminine and what the divine masculine accomplishes in life as the perpetuators and the progenitor of lineages. And to know that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility not to just be birthing babies or aborting babies, but to really be raising and ensuring the progression of our lineages. Because there isn't anything else that you will be remembered for, really, when it comes down to it. You're not going to be remembered for your 750, 850 credit score. You understand all of the things that you were able to do with your credit, whether you paid it back or not, or you got forgiveness or not. You understand? I'm just saying, no, we are to be remembered by the lineages through whom we've cultivated. And whether you could have been adopted, right, and never known your biological parents, but when you look in the mirror, you're seeing them. You are seeing your inheritance. But we don't respect the absolute truth of who we are already. And I'm wanting us to do that. I'm wanting us to care, to do the internal clearing and cleansing to reverse the disease that is there. All of the fibroids and the cancer, the breast cancer, the cervical cancer, the ovarian cancer. I have seen so many vegan vegetarians deal with these issues because no one ever made a proper estimation or guesstimation as to how much nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, all of this stuff was in our tissues because of what we dealt with from our childhood through our adolescence and into maturity. Or better yet, our adulthood. Because being adulterated, having been fed like kids, was for the proliferation of that which would be distortion, that which would be dysfunction, that which would allow you to be in a place where you have been secured as another generation addicted to tobacco, another generation addicted to alcohol. You understand? And then, you know, you have the cigarette companies have taken over General Mills, Kraft, Nabisco and these ones who are producing all of these products that sit on shelves, packaged foods and whatnot. And then Dr. Mumbi was telling me that in the school system, you can't give children fruit. You can only give them that which is packaged. So you can give them candy, which is in a wrapper, but you cannot give them fresh fruit. You understand? I'm just saying the idiocy and the stupidity of a school system. Y'all need to really raise up. You don't need to have stupid people teaching your children. Or administrators who are enforcing stupid rules and regulations. And then teachers who are so insecure that they will not object. And they're fully participatory. And I'm saying we have the responsibility to raise completely up. And so I am really wanting the sisterhood, those of you who listen to my program, to come to a point and place where you are all right in coming to leadership. You understand? Because if the women do not lead now, then it's a done deal. Why? Because you have white men who are making determinations still as to what is impacting us. And men of all hues. But we know that we have to raise completely up, because there is no future for our generations where the sisters and the women do not have the consciousness, the care, or the commitment to life. And where we will feed our children all of this stuff and be complicit and complacent, and then give them start giving them baby aspirin because their heads are hurting because of their constipation. Their heads are hurting and they're having all these fevers and they've got this huge bloated belly and they're constipated and whatnot. That is the foundation of all cancer. And so it's starting in childhood. And so, yes, I want the sisters to raise up. I want you to really come to a point and place where you are active, getting activated to understand what leadership actually looks like in you taking care of yourself and honoring yourself and stepping into your power and coming into the beauty of what it is to be a real woman who is a perpetuator of lineages, a nourisher, a nurturer, a healer, facilitator of the greater and the greatness. And so you may be asking about, well, what can I do? What can I do? The issue is realizing, looking at what you have in your refrigerator. What do you have in your cabinets? What are you eating consistently? How do you start the day? If you are responsible for children, daycare, your own children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, then I'm asking you to be conscientious and realizing that if you have any children around you who are getting fat, obese, can't sit still, you understand, bouncing off the thing, doing temper tantrums and whatnot, chances are you are facilitating that process. We have to realize that the food is a tool of oppression. It is a weapon against us. It is intended to make sure that our children are uncontrollable. If the parents themselves are not able to control the children, then that lays foundation for them being controlled by the system. All right. And this is the juvenile delinquency. This is the, you know, school to prison frequency. And so I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, we can see the writing on the wall. We see the evidence of the distortion and dysfunction that is being created, but we can no longer participate. And so realizing that the body is so perfectly and divinely designed that it is generally should be 80% highly charged mineralized water, as the earth is 80% water. Water is the medium of intelligence that holds frequency and vibration. And for those of you who have never seen the movie, it's a documentary film called What the Bleep Do We Know? It may be available on YouTube or whatever, but you can search for it. What the Bleep Do We Know? And where those of you have really come into having an understanding of the power of water. And the book by that name, by Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. Then these are some of the things that you can begin to look at, because basically self-knowledge creator knowledge and creation knowledge are the trinity for how we become a liberated people. But that is not the curriculum that we're being taught. And most of what we're being taught is not facilitative of our self-realization, self-actualization, and walking in alignment with the laws that govern our being. And so taking leadership now means that you have to really go deeper in your own personal commitments to be in the light of the truth of yourself as woman, as man, as father, as mother, as husband, as wife, as son, as daughter, grandson, granddaughter, great-grandson, great-granddaughter, great-great-great-great, and then being grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. I'm just saying, each of us, whether we have children or not, whether we have one or whether we have 50, you understand, the issue is, are we able to walk the quality of walk? It is in the resubstantiation of the quality of persons that we are that really constitutes what we really know, not what we're degreed and what we're paid to do. People are being paid to do stupid things. You understand? And the more money they have where they have not mastered themselves in the frequency of love and care and attunement and harmony with the will of existence, then the more money they waste or the more money they put into things that can be burned up and destroyed. Many of the ones who are having to recommit their lives to life, and that's all of us, having to recommit and recommit and recommit to life. Everybody has life. Everybody is not committed to life. Everybody has life. Everybody is not committed to the source of life. Everybody has life. Everybody's not committed to that which is beating their heart and breathing them. You understand? But if we can be harmonized, this would be where the harmony would really start, in reverencing, respecting, appreciating, and exalting a full care to be in harmony with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of life itself. And if you're there, then you're not going to be feeding off of violated beings. And if you see yourself blowing up, you're not going to get so far down the road without the exerting an effort to realize that anything that you're consuming other than fresh fruit, leafy greens, and vegetation is going to inhibit the process or add to the congestion, the retention of waste. When we look at what it is to be overweight, it is the retention of waste. The body is cleansing daily. And where we are refreshed, when we bathe and brush our teeth and all of that, but then the system has us eating that which is not cleansing. And when you start your day with the flesh of dead animals, whether it's the pig, the bacon, sausage, whether it's the turkey bacon, whether it's chicken, whether it's leftovers from, yes, you are creating digestive and gastric intestinal issues. And the doctors don't necessarily tell you because they don't know. There were several European doctors, and I have to preference this by saying that those ones who have always depended on mother wit, you understand, where we could say our grandmamas and our great grandmamas did X, Y, and Z, and there was land and there were herbs and they knew what to do, right? Not to say that they had us being strict vegetarian, because they didn't, but there was no McDonald's. You understand? There was no Burger King. There was no Chick-fil-A. We were not depending upon people that we had no idea anything about for food. And we weren't affected by and eating animals that have been dead for so long that their flesh is just charged and colored and dyed and gassed to make it look fresh. You understand? I remember being a little girl and then going to the butcher. You understand? And then going down the street to the woman who had the chickens and the eggs and getting eggs. So for where we are now, we have become so distant from living And we're so grateful for those who are taking matters into their own hands, and they're saving their seeds, and they're composting their vegetation and everything that came from the earth, and they're using that for their fertilizer, and they are literally learning how to grow their own vegetation. The issue is that many people who are still growing vegetation are still eating flesh, still drinking. You understand? And I'm just saying is that we want to do what is required in order to really reverse any issues that have already started crystallizing in our tissues. And a lot of people, we want to deal with the issues of the politics. We want to deal with the issues of the disparagement and the gentrification and the racism, but we do not want to deal with the systemic reality that the system is perpetuating this through undermining our individual right to be well and to have an understanding that every man and every woman is here to exalt and to perpetuate life. Nobody should be in a place where we feel entitled. Where we feel entitled to be working on behalf of the corporate deities of death. The corporate deities of death, if everybody was committed to life, they couldn't even exist. Coca-Cola and all these places could not exist if people were really committed to the purpose in being. And where you have a people who are not committed to the purpose in being, you have a people who have disconnected from destiny. And so you, no matter what you do, this is the issue. No matter how well you perform in anything, when you are disconnected from the purposes in existence, your accomplishments will never give you that. They will never secure your destiny. You get all the applause, be lauded and applauded, travel all around the world in private planes and shipping champagne and here and there and the other, and your path is going to end in death. But everybody dies, Adama. That's what they want you to believe. And then not only do they want you to believe it, they want you to be facilitating and participating and be fully involved in perpetuating your death. Death is a program that's running. We are living on a planet that is as big as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of the eternity in which we're spinning. The planet is in rotation and flotation in the midst of eternity. And she is held in a perfect order and orbit by an intelligence that is so phenomenal that we are so perfectly and divinely designed that we are here as the personification and the evidence of its intelligence and its divinity are realizing that regardless of what we've done, life is always supporting us and always giving us the opportunity to be renewed and rebirthed in her, with her. And so at this particular point in juncture, I'm saying to you, you are the gift. Your life is a blessing. You'll never have anything greater. And it's time for us to be in a place where we're no nonsense, no compromise, and no foolishness about who we are, whose we are, why we are. And being in a place and space where we are raising completely up because our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands deserve their lives. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. Good night.